Creation Expressing Divine Thought. In the compilation book, The Divine Reconciliation of the Universe, available at studyshelf.com, Arthur P. Adams relates God's ultimate goal. In creation, God gives outwardness, existence, to the highest thoughts of His mind. Everything in creation expresses a divine thought. The divine thought is its spirit, that is, its real, true meaning in the economy of God, and to apprehend that spirit is to recognize God in His works, and to recognize or know God as life. Thus creation is always consummated in life. That is its end. The purpose of such creation ever and always, in the last analysis, is life. And since the highest life, or perhaps we can better understand it if we say the highest living, is that of the Creator Himself, hence all creation tends to bring us to the life of the Creator. Thus, in an endless but ever-widening circle, does God express Himself in creation, that man may at the last receive His exact impress. It was only by going out of Himself, so to speak, that God could ever bring man into Himself.